This is the Aspen Public Radio newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett. Here with your top stories this Monday. The Aspen-Pickens County Housing Authority will try to ban felony sex offenders from its housing program. APSHA board members decided to implement the new regulation after homeowners in Woody Creek said they were worried about a registered sex offender in their neighborhood. Tom Smith, APSHA's lawyer, says the board must adopt a written regulation banning sex offenders if it wants to deal with those residents' concerns.
We know, or at least we think we know, that this isn't a huge problem in our program right now. We don't deal with criminal activity as a problem on a regular basis, whether it's registered sex offenders or others. But you can't really deal with it effectively on an ad hoc basis.
The Woody Creek residents were concerned about Henry Forbes Henley. He's a 24-year-old who was convicted as a sex offender in 2020. He was arrested last fall for violating his probation. Henley's probation hearing was held Thursday in Pickens County. The hearing concluded before closing arguments. Police arrested a juvenile last week after learning about a threat directed at Glenwood Springs Middle School. Aspen Public Radio's Sarah Torrey has more on how school officials learned about that threat.
The information came through Safe to Tell, a system that allows anyone to anonymously report safety concerns related to the school community. The program was implemented in school districts across the state after the 2004 mass shooting at Columbine High School. Joel Hathaway is with the Roaring Fork School District. He says Safe to Tell is not the main way that officials learn about potential threats.
School safety experts would tell you that our best protection against school violence is actually building strong relationships and connections with kids.
He says that allows teachers and school officials to identify at-risk behaviors or red flags. The Roaring Fork School District received 80 reports through Safe to Tell last year, according to Hathaway. A little over 50 reports have been submitted so far this year. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Sarah Torrey.
If drought conditions don't improve by the end of this winter, the city of Aspen could enter a Stage 3 water shortage for the first time. The Aspen Daily News reports that drought declaration could include limiting lawn watering to one day per week and severely restricting other water uses like refilling pools or watering athletic fields or golf courses. The city acknowledges that the designation could result in major loss of lawns, shrubs, and some trees. Last August, the city declared a Stage 2 water shortage, which prompted the city to try to cut water usage by 10 to 25%. Nobody was hurt in a single-family home fire near Carbondale this weekend. Carbondale and Rural Fire Protection District reported it brought the structure fire under control within 2 hours, despite challenging conditions, including the location of the home, which was far from a fire hydrant. Crews had to shuttle water to the scene. The cause of the fire is still under investigation by fire officials. And in winter sports news, Aspen's Alex Ferreira achieved his career-long goal of securing a gold medal at the Olympics on Friday in Italy. Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz reports on his win.
Let's go.
Those were the first words Ferreira spoke after completing his third run in the freeski halfpipe finals. Ferreira knew it was a good run as he twirled a ski pole, which has become his signature move. His final run got him a score of 93.75, which secured gold and completed his set of Olympic medals.
Alexander the Great for Team USA that claims the gold.
After the score was announced, Ferreira went over to hug his mom, sister, and girlfriend who were waiting on the sideline. Ferreira said it's an honor to compete not only for himself, but
for the city of Aspen, for the state of Colorado, for the country of America. I'm just super, super grateful that I can represent my people the best way I possibly can.
At 31, he's the oldest men's ski halfpipe gold medalist at the Olympics. He also secured the U.S.'s 10th gold medal during these games, tying its all-time record for gold medals earned by the U.S. at a single Winter Olympics. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Roots.
Estonia's Henry Sildaru got second, and Canada's Brendan McKay got third. In statewide news, the Colorado Board of Health has voted to change the rules for getting a delayed birth certificate in the state. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The current rules require at least one official government document from the first 10 years of a child's life. But if a child's parents did not believe in registering their kids for any government documents, that child would never have any way to get a birth certificate. So new rules were passed unanimously by the health board. They now require one of the documents be created 10 years prior to the application date, not from the first years of life. Colorado Legal Services attorney Casey Sherman.
I cannot overstate what a massive change this will be for our clients. It essentially unlocks all the benefits to American citizenship where that door was previously closed to people. It's huge.
The rules go into effect next month. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado and other Democratic states sued the Trump administration Wednesday over its termination of clean energy funding. The lawsuit alleges the Department of Energy illegally terminated billions of dollars in funding for projects in blue states. In Colorado, those projects were worth more than $600 million. Here's Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser.
This administration is seeking to undermine our position in the world, undermine our economic growth, take away jobs, raise energy prices, and break the law. They're not going to get away with it.
Weiser said it was the 54th time the state has sued the Trump administration over federal cuts or policy changes. And in regional news, Western voters support protections for federal public lands, clean air and water, and wildlife habitat. That's according to polling. Colorado College's annual Conservation in the West poll surveys more than 3,000 voters across 8 Western states and is conducted by Democratic and Republican firms. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanez has more on this year's results.
Across the region, 76% of voters surveyed would like to see their elected officials put more emphasis on protecting recreation and wildlife habitat than on mining and drilling on public lands. That's about a 4% increase from last year. That number is 78% of voters in Colorado, 75% in Utah, and 62% in Wyoming. Miranda Everett, one of the pollsters that worked on the report, says 7 out of 10 voters surveyed were opposed to fast-tracking fossil fuels projects with limited opportunity for public review and comment.
So very clear indication here that people not only oppose selling national public lands for this oil, gas, and mining development, but also that they want to have a say in how these plans are made.
Voters also had major concerns about drought and water scarcity, as well as rollbacks to environmental laws like the Clean Water Act and the Endangered Species Act. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, Sage Smiley, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.